For it is a weapon against discouragement, September 8. Sing, O daughter of Zion, shout, O Israel, be glad and rejoice with all the heart, O daughter of Jerusalem. The melody of praise is the atmosphere of heaven, and when heaven comes in touch with the earth, there is music and song, thanksgiving, and the voice of melody. Above the new created earth, as it lay, fair and unblemished, under the smile of God, the morning stars sang together, and all the sons of God shouted for joy. So human hearts, in sympathy with heaven, have responded to God's goodness in notes of praise. With a song, Jesus in his earthly life met temptation. Often when sharp, stinging words were spoken, often when the atmosphere about him was heavy with gloom, with dissatisfaction, distrust, or oppressive fear, was heard his song of faith and holy cheer. On that last sad night of the Passover supper, as he was about to go forth to betrayal and to death, his voice was lifted in the psalm. Blessed be the name of the Lord, from this time forth and forevermore. From the rising of the sun until the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised. As our Redeemer leads us to the threshold of the infinite, flushed with the glory of God, we may catch the themes of praise and thanksgiving from the heavenly choir round about the throne, and as the echo of the angel's song is awakened in our earthly homes, hearts will be drawn closer to the heavenly singers. Heaven's communion begins on earth. We learn here the keynote of its praise.